Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
We've had a coffee spill.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Mop to aisle 42, please.
It's okay. It's just dripping down into the desk. It'll be fine. It'll dry out in amongst the wires.
How are we all?
What day is it?
It's the Wednesday.
Oh, nearly got you.
It even happened to EP Nikki yesterday. We were planning the show.
I know.
Yesterday for today, and she started running a throwback Thursday on the board.
What? I know.
No one knows what the day
is. We're all limping towards that finish line.
Oh, I stopped limping yesterday.
Did you?
I'm now that guy that's looking at the oasis on the desert, you know, when they're crawling.
Yeah.
Walla! Walla! The palm tree! And then I'll get there. Nah, Steve, you still have to go to work. It's an illusion.
Oh, my God. Speaking of limping, I took my mum to Costco yesterday.
Oh, how was
that? First time.
That's her first Costco.
Well, that's the first time she's ever been there.
Was she impressed?
She was. It took us a long time to go around because she wanted to look at everything.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
For those new Costco people, don't worry. Eventually, you will get to go through it relatively quickly because you'll know where everything is.
And I said, what about Dad? Should we bring Dad? She went, Dad can't walk around here.
Nah.
And then I saw a lady. They offer these VIP carty things. You jump on.
Yes.
Look, I don't have a problem walking, but I want one.
Only in America.
I know.
What, so you drive around on
Drive around. They don't even look like a mobile, like a scooter thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
a golf
I don't
cart?
Know. No, it's better.
Better ride.
Wow, better than a golf cart in a supermarket.
One of those great things that made the great country of the USA fat. And they do it. They love them in theme parks, don't they?
I know, because Dad's got a broken ankle, so he can't walk, but he will need one of these.
Yep.
See, that's okay, though. I'm fine with, you know, people that have got injuries or ailments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just because, can I have one of those? Why? Because I've got a fat ass. Oh, all right then, off you go. And this is true, in Disneyland and things like that, they get to the front of the queue.
Yes, they do. Have you never seen all the mobility scooters parked at the front of the rides?
They get front of the queue. So
that's the tip, people.
You know, the tip is go to Disneyland with pillows tucked down your pants. Excuse me, I've got a big ass. Can I get one of those? It's true, isn't it?
I know, yeah. Yeah,
but the thing is, okay, here's the thing. You're lining up at a ride, and they zoom up behind you, but then when they get out, they're skipping.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
So, yes, but the good thing is at Costco, your mum just kind of went to the food. Would she go everywhere?
Oh, Stephen, every aisle. Every aisle.
Did she buy anything, though?
Yeah, we did. We bought some nectarines.
Okay, excellent.
So true.
Any more tuna cans? I know you were stocked up on tuna last
night. No, we didn't get tuna cans.
I was like Tanya. Deanna and I went there 2 hours. We came out. Not even nectarines.
Nothing.
Nothing. I nearly bought a coffin on the way out because I felt guilty.
I know. I could not get her even away from the coffins. She's going, well, Dad and I will have that one and that one. So, Mum, can you do that today?
I bet your mum picked the white one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, wow. Little princess.
All mums pick the white ones.
Is that an actual thing? There's coffins in Costco.
Yes.
We all die, Risey.
But is that a bit morbid? Do you really want to see that walking around the supermarket next to the nectarines?
Mum was a bit disappointed they didn't have the recyclable cardboard ones. Because, you know, all that expense for those wooden ones that are just going to go in the ground.
Waste of money.
She's happy in a cardboard box, she told me.
That's what my dad said. And so was I. Mum wouldn't have it.
Oh, we're away.
They didn't
Wednesday.
Have Costco then.
The 24th of November. This is Tanya and Steve at Newcastle Triple M. More chances getting the draw for our 10K Christmas today. It's the ultimate $10,000 worth of Christmas presents.
You ever gone back to one of your old houses? And I thought of this during the week when you did the Morpeth Bridge.
Yeah.
Knowing you were a little tyke when you were in Morpeth.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone back to a home that you lived in or grew up in and had a look, see what it looked like?
Look, we lived in my grandparents' house when our house was being built at Raymond Terrace.
Mm.
So that was in Port Stephen Street. And believe it or not, if you know Raymond Terrace, Port Stephen Street is probably one of the most developed streets now because it's where Dan Murphy's is, it's where Woolworths, it's developed.
And
but
there is still to be residential and just paddocks?
Yeah, but it's, well, not paddocks, but more residential. Mm. But my grandparents' house is still one of the only ones left in that entire street. Still
there?
Yeah, it's weird.
Unless you get one of those blue parks like they do in London.
Yeah. So I have been back and I was allowed to go for a walkthrough.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, funny you say it. A mate of mine's going to do it on the weekend. But, and I went, oh, that's cool. Yeah, he goes, yeah, I'll go in. I went, how are you going to go in? He said, I'm just going to knock and ask. I said, you can't do that.
I did.
There you go. Yeah. Obviously, you can.
Yeah.
You can. So, Tanya won't ask you how much your house costs.
No.
But she will walk through your home so she can, for memory's sake.
I did. I knocked on the door. Yeah, it was a guy there working, and I went, oh, my grandparents used to live here. And he went, oh, do you want to have a look through? And I went, yeah, I'd love to. That's kind of why I'm asking. So,
wow.
Yeah, went through and.
Brett intends to do it. He said, yeah, I just want to have an old look. It's in Margate. And
I think people.
Takes him back to his, you know, literally, we spent nearly 15 years there.
There you go.
Mm. Wow. Mine's still there in.
Would you do it?
I don't know. You guys are encouraging me to. I'd like to.
Why not?
Just thought it was a no-go zone.
You might want to take someone with you.
Oh. G'day, mate. Can I come in?
Yeah.
Because it does sound a bit sus. Anyone can say I used to live
here.
Maybe if you took BJ or something, it would look less threatening, you know, like father and son coming to have a look through.
Have you got an old photo of you in front of the house?
I have.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Actually, I
That'd
have.
Be awesome.
See, that's a little less threatening
I've
for people.
I've got a photo of me in front of the house with my first dog.
100% would get you through the door.
Okay.
And I think people would almost feel a bit of pride, don't you think?
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
this guy was really happy to, you know, and then to pick your brain. Was it like this when you were here? Yeah. What was,
what's it like? Well, you've ruined it. Abusing him.
Why'd you do that?
What happened to the third room of the hall? That was my bedroom. Oh, we just wanted to open up a bit. We ruined the house.
I reckon it definitely happens, though.
Yeah. We'd love to throw it out. Yeah. Have you been back to visit your old home?
1-333-53 Give us a call. Tell us your story. You'll go in the draw for our 10K Christmas. $10,000 worth of Christmas presents just for you.
I think it has a lot to do with what you look like.
Yeah, that's why I
said. That's the world we live in now.
Sure, you take someone with
you.
Yeah, if you rocked up with that look on your face, with your arms folded across your chest, I wouldn't let you through the front gate.
I didn't realise I looked that horrendous, Tanya.
You got a flannel on today too.
That's what I mean. He's got his flannel on today. rings that look like knuckle dusters.
She loves a backhander. If you turned up looking like that, I wouldn't let you in, you creep.
But quite imposing.
Now that you are saying it. I'm thinking to myself, someone comes to my door, want to have a look in, because, you know, mine's an old, old one, done up from the 20s. I don't know.
Mm.
Oh, I guess I'd go, yeah.
Would you? A single guy, though? Big, burly single guy?
Let's go to Rhonda at Rayworth, eh?
Rhonda, have you...
She's got something against us, hasn't she?
Have you been back to see your childhood home, Rhonda?
Yes, I have. But I used to live in Sydney. And I've just been past, like, just out the front, and I haven't been game enough to knock on the front door.
Ah, okay, yeah. See, that's the thing. You're never game enough to knock on the front door, and then you like Tanya. And do.
Oh, Louise has got a good story, I think, here.
What, you did this only last weekend?
Yes. I wrote a letter to the homeowner and put it in his letterbox and said, could I come and visit? It had been 28 years since I'd been there. And he rang me and said, yes, you're more than welcome. Oh. And I met up with him last weekend and had a walk around the yard. I didn't want to go inside.
Oh.
But I did, you know, I wanted to see whether my old cubby house was still there. Mm.
And was it?
And the framing of it is, but some paintings that I did on the piers underneath the house.
Oh, wow.
Still there.
Aww.
After 56 years.
Yeah.
How amazing.
So good.
Absolutely.
Love that.
See, that's
Louise.
That stuff I'm talking about. It's going through and remembering or seeing something that was you put there. Hello, Gail.
Hello. How are we this morning?
Very well. Have you been up into your old house?
I did. I used to visit a fair bit after I left when I was about 12-year-old. I'm 65 now.
Yeah.
Just good memories from there. I grew up in Carrington, of all places. And I used to visit a fair bit. And my dad made a sign at the front of the house and named the house after my brother and sister. And it was called Roma. And it was R-O-W-M-A-R for Roland and Margaret, for my brother and sister. And I finally plucked up enough courage a while ago to go there and do what Tanya said, knock on the door and ask.
Yeah.
Drove up the street to have a look for the house, and it's completely gone. They demolished it.
Oh, what a shock.
And put units up there, which it did affect me. You know, it was my childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Missed out on my chance, so don't hesitate. Go and knock on the door.
Okay,
good
advice.
There you go. Thank you, Gail.
Yeah, Gail, can I just ask, why is it Roma? And well, you're Gail.
Roland. My brother's name was Roland. And
Margaret.
My sister was Margaret. Oh, so that Dad put R-O-W for Roland and then M-A-R.
Oh, sorry.
And then when we moved to Merriweather, he made it Gay Romar. Oh. So it was Gail, Roma and Roland.
I'll tell you
and
what,
I love that.
That wouldn't work now as much, would it, Gail?
No.
Thank you.
I'm old, so, you know, it was an old thing.
No, I know, I get it.
That's great.
It's different how things have changed, isn't it?
Take a leaf out of Gail's book. Don't leave it too long.
You know what
I
feel
safe
with? What I feel safe with our house in Scarborough?
What?
The entire thing Dad built it. Yeah. It's fibro. No one's game enough to bring it down. It'll be there till
asbestos.
Time for it. It's full fibro. Roof, I mean, the whole house. Right?
Yep.
And there's all these units all around it. It's like the one I grew up in. Like, geez, I could drop it any moment now, mate. But yeah, the whole house.
That's wow.
I reckon they're going, how much would it cost to demolish this?
Ooh.
Hazmat suits and all the gear.
Really?
I reckon.
There's at my old childhood home in Morpeth. That's still there.
Yep.
But I don't want to go back. It's like, it gives me the creeps.
Does it?
It was like a haunted house.
Wow.
It was horrendous. It was owned by the church and we rented it off the church. And it just, even now, there were... It was just horrendous. Like, yeah.
Just while you were living there?
While we were living there. I was tiny and the whole house just moved. It felt like there were ghosts everywhere.
Ooh.
So, yeah. And I know I'm all grown up, but there's no way I would set foot back in that house.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. It's in Close Street, if anyone lives in a haunted house in Close Street.
Well, call Matt. Love talking to haunted house people.
Well, a historic moment last night when the Attorney General, Mark Speakman, this is New South Wales Attorney General.
Yep.
Announced that the consent laws have been passed.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been going on for a long time. Basically what it means is before anyone engages in sexual activity, sexual intercourse, you need to gain the consent of both parties.
Okay, so it's still, what I don't get about this law, is it still he said, she said, or he said, she said? You know, how is it, what do you do, have a form to sign?
Yeah, do you have to write down?
This is what I don't get. I get the law, and I'm glad.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of victims out there who have been pushing for this.
Yeah.
Totally get that.
The law hasn't been changed in order to make it tougher for us in the sense of here's a piece of paper consent. The law is encouraging conversation. It's encouraging people to say, are you comfortable with this?
Mm.
Do you want to continue?
Mm.
This all came about after many, many people lobbied. The whole idea of if in particular, a woman freezes, that does not signify a yes. So if you're in that moment, in the past, some people have claimed that is their
not fighting
their
back.
Defense, saying, "Look, I went ahead."
Not saying no or fighting back.
Yeah.
is a consent. Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
So
yeah.
That's why this has come to pass.
Yes.
It will come into effect as of June next year. So in between then and now, there's going to be a lot of education, not just in police and health professionals, but also in schools.
Yeah, that's a big part.
Well,
yeah.
That's where it's got to start.
So it's not about making it, oh, my God, do I have to record her saying yes? Do I have to get him to sign this? It's about educating us as a population to say it really does need a conversation,
mm-hmm.
not just... You presume someone is in the moment with you.
Yeah, yeah.
So mutual agreement.
Yeah.
And verbalising that agreement.
Exactly.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Mm.
I honestly do. I hope it does encourage more conversation.
I hope it doesn't go wrong.
Yeah.
For young boys and girls. But, yeah, like anything, it can be abused.
Yeah, well, I think in the past it's been more likely to be abused. If
true.
This goes forward... In the way it's supposed to, hopefully, it'll protect all parties.
Definitely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm still confused. And I'm glad it's in. I've got a daughter.
Yeah.
Shouldn't just be about women either.
No, it's not. I've got a son and I'm always concerned with this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that's a conversation I've had with him since he was young.
Same.
Make sure there's mutual respect.
Mm.
If you're not comfortable,
mm.
if she's not comfortable... You know, you talk about that.
Yeah.
You've got to have each other's back in that situation. If you're
absolutely.
At a point where you're taking off clothes and that intimate act
mm-hmm.
is, you need to strip everything back and have the conversation, not
yes.
just let your bodies do the talking.
Yeah, that's true.
So I've always said that to him, and we've got a, I think, a really open relationship as far as that sort of stuff is concerned, and it does come down to just conversation
yeah.
from a young age, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, no, well, you know, I always say to BJ, no, don't have sex, mate. That's how you happen. It's pain in the arm. Just don't do it, mate.
Well, there's that.
Just have a drink and a kiss and a cuddle and say goodnight.
You can scare him for life.
I do.
I do.
Oh, is all this crap happen? Look at Risey. Do you want his life? That's what I say.
You want four kids, mate?
Yeah. So you can do all your little. That's how I talk to my son. I just go past families of eight and go, "Do you want that?
Well, each fish to their own.
Yeah. Look at the bomb he's driving. Do you want that?
The beauty of the world that we live in is that every parenting style is different.
That's right. True. Yeah. That's right. Scare the bejesus out of them,
no
I say.
Right or wrongish.
Exactly. But it's good. I think it's encouraging conversation and being open in your own home, open in high schools, open with your friends.
Maybe I find it weird because that's my life. I don't need a law to tell me to be that. That's what it is. But
I think the majority of us are like that. Yeah, sadly, there's an element that isn't. And that's why
I worry when it becomes a law, does it get abused, blah, 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 but whatever. Yeah. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, I hate using the word victims, but survivors, whatever it is, have fought to get this.
Yeah.
So it's good relief for them too.
Yeah, 100. That's who I think about.
Yeah,
people
exactly.
that have actually had to fight to get to this point for a very good reason.
Or if you do want to prevent any doubt whatsoever, just put a photo of Rice and his kids on the fridge and say, "There you go."
That'll turn you off for long.
There you are.
Absolutely.
That's what sex can happen.
It's Tanya and Steve.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and get an extra $45,000 off your dream McDonald Jones home. Only for a limited time. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Triple M's, Tanya and Steve. Hey, with EP Nikki Pregnant, you know, like I've resisted and you have to say this is true, Nick. I've resisted trying to say things to you about, this will happen and that will happen.
Yep.
Because the one thing I learned is it's different for everybody.
Mm.
And there is those books, What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Yeah.
Put them in the bin. Not that there's,
I just bought it.
Mate, pour petrol over it and set it on fire.
Right, no, good to know. It's $59.99, but I'll put out the bin.
$59.99.
No, it's good, but it's not a directive.
Set in stone thing, is it?
Yeah, it's not a map that everything in there you're going to check box on.
True,
and that's where stress comes into it when you're expecting something to happen and it doesn't.
Yeah,
like your child loves you, might not. No, it might not for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you met Tim? My eldest.
But one person that's encapsulated all of that, I think, in a beautiful, very short Instagram post was a friend of ours who used to work here in Newcastle.
Oh, V.
V.
Chicks. She's going on about how tough it is. What about the blokes? The poor dads. So the hell we go through.
She's a new mum. She's got a 5-month-old son who is adorable called Finn. And we wanted to get her on, not just to tell you, Nick, but to talk to other new mums because it can be a bit of a mountain to climb. G'day, V.
Hello, guys.
Oh, V, come on now. To walk in the park,
Nicky,
mate.
Run away now.
It's a little bit late for that, but... So what attracted us to your post, V, was the honesty, and it was all of those things like, oh, my God, I thought you had to do this, this, and this to arrive at this, but it's not like that.
No, and no one really tells us it's not like that. We see... this Instagram life of motherhood, new mothers pushing their pram down at the beach, sipping their latte, looking fabulous, and you just assume that's going to be me.
You're telling me it's
and
not.
And everyone with kids look at those Instagram photos laughing to ourselves.
Exactly, we do.
Yeah.
The most important thing EP Nikki's bought for her baby is a ribbon for its head.
Mm. No,
an oversized bow that everyone's been giving me a hard time about, but that's a whole other story.
It's for the grand V. Continue.
Okay. I understand. I see. I did none of that. I had nothing. I went into motherhood very blind. I obviously knew I was having a baby, but what came after the baby, I had no idea. Everyone would be like, V, you're going to be an amazing mum. Okay, great. What does that mean?
Mm.
Like, you know, and it was hard. I think for me, it was, just surrendering to my body and not having my body for those first 6 weeks and not sleeping. And, oh, gosh, I think about it now. And, you know, I think mothers don't tell other mothers because it does go very quick and you do forget about it very quick.
Mm.
But when you're in that moment and the thick of it, you are just thinking, I remember the stuff you Google as a new mum is like, why isn't my kid smiling? Like, you know, they say exactly what you said, Tanya, don't look at those books because, you know, they say kids should be smiling at 6 to 7 weeks. And Finn wasn't smiling. He was really unhappy. He actually hated me.
Yeah.
I thought... and I would freak out. I'd be like, why doesn't Finn like me? When is he going to smile? Why isn't he doing tummy time? Oh, stuff, all that. It's just, yeah, there is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and literally, like everything, Googling, Dr. Google, whatever it is, pregnant Google, you've got to do your own ride, don't you?
Exactly. And I think with the mother's groups, I found that the mother group I was popped into, no one was honest. I just don't know why new mums feel like we can't be honest. It's so important to be real and find those people you can be real with, because every single day is Groundhog Day. Some days you just don't get out of bed and you just got to be, that's okay. One thing I can say is don't ever make a plan. I made a plan when Finn was like 6 weeks old to go for a walk. Oh. Are you kidding me?
I love what you say about the mother's groups, because my one shudder memory is feeling like a complete and utter failure in one of the mother's groups that I started in. I didn't go back because my birth experience was so different.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It wasn't unicorns. It wasn't beautiful. It wasn't wonderful. And I did. It made me feel really awful about me. So I didn't go back. And so I get that. You got to find your tribe, don't you?
Yes. And I don't want to scare Nikki, because there are some babies who just breathe through, you know, the newborn life.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of babies that don't breathe through, and they do have, like, you know, Finn would cry for hours and hours and hours, and all the other babies were just like, yes, pop them down to sleep, slept 3 hours perfectly. And I was like, what do you mean?
People don't get the exhaustion either, V. Yeah, I don't think people who haven't at this point had kids, people that do, but they don't get the physical exhaustion and the mental exhaustion of it all.
Yeah, and when that 6 weeks, those 6 weeks are the hardest, when they're feeding constantly, and, you know, whether you choose to do boob or bottle, no matter what, the baby is still going to feed every 2 to 3 hours. And that was something I just could not comprehend. I was like, what is wrong with this child and why is he eating so much?
Weirdo.
But it is so amazing. Like, you know, once you get past the first 3 months, they do start to smile. They do have this little personality. And I don't know. It's just, I do it again.
Yeah. Mm. The two things that you give advice to Nick, like, one was definitely don't Google. I love that.
Yeah.
What else?
What's
your big tip?
Just surrender to it all. Just know that those first 6 weeks, you are just that baby's, you know, life. And for that baby to survive, it needs you. It needs to be on you. It needs to be eating. It needs you. Mm. So just surrender to it all and just don't worry about how much baby's sleeping. Don't worry about how much baby's eating. Just do whatever baby wants.
Yeah,
yep.
Love
That's
that.
Good advice. Mm. I also heard recently someone put on their Instagram really excited that they'd had a shower, and it concerned me because I currently have about 3 a day. You know, I'm a bit of a clean
freak.
That won't
be happening.
So when they cheered and people genuinely congratulated them for getting a shower in for the day, it started to sink in what my life might be like soon.
Yeah, get extra underarm, mate. And make sure it's Rexona Sport.
The men's one,
This is a girl that's used to lounging in a bath with candles, V. What's that going to change like?
Oh, look, once baby goes to bed at 6, you can absolutely have that bath again, but not for the first 12 weeks.
There you go.
12 weeks?
Take the baby in the bath with you.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's good
You're
to chat.
You're going to be amazing.
Oh, yes, she will. And Finn is beautiful, and we're very happy for you guys.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Weren't you voted least likely to ever have children, V?
Yeah, literally.
I know.
That's why it resonates, because people are like, shit, I am V.
I still carry photos around of her at a festival going, she's a mum now.
I'll still be going to festivals, don't you worry.
Look after you. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks, guys.
There's V.
Hey, Evie Nikki.
Rider.
What's up next on The View?
Oh my gosh, yeah, so much daytime telly.
I feel like I'm the bloke on The View trying to chip in and understand. Oh, yeah,
hey,
you girls.
Very well then, Steve.
Thanks,
well
mate.
Played.
That's right, you girls. Oh, tough.
You know what? You've been through it.
Ah, walk in the park.
You're a good.
Walk in the park. Bit of a coochie coo.
Coochie coo.
Bit of an elbow. Oh, baby's crying, needs a feed. Walk in the park.
Hey, that's another thing, though. Do you talk to them like a baby or like an adult? Because I was watching a show last night and they said you shouldn't talk to them like a baby.
Oh, shut up.
Why not talk to them like babies? They're babies.
That's what I thought. I was so ready to go. I've got my doopy doos and all that ready.
You've got to walk in to a newborn going, now I say this is preposterous. Do calm down at once, won't you?
That's silly. What show were you watching?
To be fair, it was Meet the Parents.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a comedy.
That's a movie, mate. That's not a documentary. It's a movie.
You know the one where the kid comes in? Never mind. He also had a rubber breast, but that's a whole other story.
She's done this in the past, remember, Steve? Remember she's watched something and we had to explain that's not a documentary. It's a comedy.
I know, T.
Oh, my God, Nicole.
Ben Stiller movie, Nick. Not everything in Ben Stiller movies is true.
And remember, they're breeding.
Wait a minute.
What?
I need my seat.
Why?
Because it's an embarrassing tenure story.
Oh, my God.
And I need to be sitting down. What have you done, young lady?
Well, on Monday, this is...
It
is a true story.
She said, I'll tell you on air. And when I can do it now, she goes, I need a couple of days to calm down before I tell you. So Monday. Yeah. So we're finally releasing this now. Yeah. This is what I love.
I went into a public toilet at a shopping centre.
Enough said. Right, you go to the commercial.
That is embarrassing.
Right.
And I went in the first one. It was like, okay, someone's decorating the toilet stall. There were strips of wallpaper, not full sheets. Someone had sort of ripped them in half lengthways.
Right.
And they'd press them up around the stall like, I don't know, streamers, if you like. So I thought, I'm not sitting in here. This is weird. So I went out and I went in the next one. There was still a couple of these weird streamer-like things hanging around the toilet, on the back of the cistern, on the wall. You know what I mean? Like someone had decorated with toilet paper.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to keep moving. I need a wee-wee. So did my tinkle.
Okay, you just said wee-wee and tinkle in the same thing.
Sorry, but I'm trying to fix, like, tell you what happened. Had a tinkle.
Okay.
Pulled the jeans up and out I went. Oh, my God.
Come on.
As I'm standing on the elevator going down, this guy behind me goes,
oh, no.
Excuse me, you've got toilet paper hanging out of your jeans.
Finally.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed,
no,
Steve.
No, I'm sorry, Tenu. It's now your rite of passage to life.
But it was one of these long streamer things. When I hoiked up my jeans, I must have caught one that was sort of attached to the wall or the cistern.
Right.
And it's hanging out like a big tail. And it literally was like 2 metres long. And
that only happened in the movie.
It was trailing.
It really does happen.
It was trailing behind me like a tail. And he actually wouldn't touch me. He used one of those pool noodles that he just bought to poke me with it. He didn't even want to touch me.
Fair call.
I felt like the most festive human being. And I pulled the tail off, as you would, and I'm trying to roll it up.
Oh, no.
It was too long.
No, mate, you do the flick and run. You don't roll it up.
I had to.
You
I was on
flick
the elevator.
And run.
It might have got caught up in the mechanism.
Exactly. A diversion. Well, you got the hell out of there.
Oh, my God, it was so embarrassing. And I'm trying
to
say,
I hope as you left you caught the bus with us on the side.
But you know when you go into over-explanation because you're embarrassed, and I'm going, look, I just did a wee.
Were you doing this while you were rolling it up? I've just done a wee, and there was toilet paper hanging down the toilet. And he doesn't care.
He wants to get out of there.
He wanted to push past with his pool noodle and just get out of there.
All pool noodle guy wanted was out, and he had to sit around and listen to your explanation. I know.
It was so embarrassing.
Nice of him to point it out, isn't it?
I was, actually. Yeah. Really nice. Thank you, pool noodle guy.
Yeah, 30 other people that walked past you. Shame on you.
Regular listeners of the show said, Steve says she's weird.
Maybe it's a new thing.
Yeah.
A new fashion.
Could catch on.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, dang it.
But who decorates a toilet cistern stall thing?
Probably the same person that tucks some down a jean.
It's 8 o'clock.
Crazy things with toilet paper. Here's a thought for you, and I'm curious what people think, T. Is so many people now, Deanna and I, we're roughly a year, call it that, whatever, a bit short off, but anyway. We both, her son George is 14, my son BJ's 15. Now, they haven't met.
In a year.
And there's no particular reason for it. It's just, you know, we're dealing with our relationship and let the boys be, and it's at that age and everything. But I do wonder when people ask us, we're sort of like, do some people just force their kids together? I guess my question is, what if they don't get on? What happens then?
Yeah.
In a new relationship, if your kids don't get on.
Well, I've seen it.
Do you force it? Have you?
Yeah,
okay.
I have.
Well, that's what I mean. Do you force it? Because I'm not a force guy.
Mm.
I hated it even when I was made to go and spend time with cousins I didn't like.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that guy. I won't do that.
Yeah.
Nor is Deanna.
Yeah.
You know, and George and BJ, I'm sure, will get on fine.
Mm-hmm.
They are very similar. But I'm more curious, not so much mine, relationship. I'm curious about people that are in that situation. How does that even work?
Yeah. Well, let us know if you have been trying to take steps towards a blended family and it's just not working. The kids just don't like each other.
I guess coming up to holidays and things like that too, it's like, you know, we can all go away.
Yeah.
Or even Christmas lunches or breakfast
all
or
of
something
that.
Like that. So yeah. You're obviously going to be meeting. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. 1-333-53. Everyone we speak to is in the draw for Tanya receives 10K Christmas, $10,000 worth of Christmas presents.
See, I've seen it, but I haven't seen it with just one.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen it when there's been two and three. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep. Which I think would be better.
I think it is, because what I was going to say is three of that five could not stand one another.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
But they still, because the kids were a lot younger too, see, I think that's a difference. If you're trying to make a life and you've got those kids every second weekend, then they had to force it. Because it was like, well, we want to get married. We want to live together.
Yeah.
So these kids are just going to have to get over it. But to this day, those kids don't like each other.
Wow.
And they're probably your boy, like BJ's age now.
Well, it's interesting you say that because, and you know how Deanna and I are. Well, we get fantastic. But really, you know, our kids are first.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, definitely.
We're not that get over it people.
Yeah. But yours are older too, and I think that's a difference. Yep. If they're young, they have to go everywhere with you.
True.
You can't just go, hey, listen, we're nipping down to the bolo or we're just going to go over to Westfield or leave them at home.
So
it's very different when they're little.
Yeah,
they have to be with you 24/7.
Well, we're certainly not rushing it. That's the important thing.
Exactly.
But people are asking us all the time. We're like, that's good. We're fine.
Well, you don't need to.
Because no matter what we do, it'll appear to the boys as a setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Won't it?
Yeah.
No matter what it is, it'll appear. You two be friends. You two be friends.
Yeah.
It is a bit more pressure on them as well because they are similar age and a little bit older and it's just
and
both
just
of
one.
Them. Yeah, one each.
One
so they
each.
Kind of, but then maybe they're old enough to be going, look, they might not be best mates. They'll just kind of be cordial to each other.
Well, being the 15-year-old boys, the good thing is we know that about 4.5 hours, there'll probably be three words spoken.
Yeah, as they play games.
Exactly.
Sarah's at Mayfield, though. What's happened in your experience, Sarah?
Well, I just think, like it or not, when you just decide to become a parent, like your kids have got to become your number one priority. And unfortunately, if you're in a relationship and, you know, your kids don't like your partner or don't like the other person's kids, then, like, your kids are your priority when you're a parent. So you've got to put them and their needs first. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm probably more your way, Sarah, too. Yeah,
same.
I am. It's just, you know, no good. If it's not going to work and it's going to make a child you brought into the planet unhappy, you've got to make a call.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks,
appreciate
Sarah.
It.
You're but in the draw for our 10K Christmas.
On that, BJ adores Deanna, as does George gets on great with me.
Yeah. They just haven't met each other.
But they haven't met each other.
Yeah. Mel, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm in that blended family, so my husband of 1 year now, we've been together for about 8 years.
Yeah.
He's got three kids, I've got three kids. It was good in the beginning and then issues happened. So now I don't have anything to do with his children and my children don't speak to his children.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
That makes it hard.
But you guys are still together.
We're still together. We've been married just over a year now.
Does it make it difficult, Mel, planning things like the upcoming Christmas season?
Yes, that's difficult.
Absolutely, yeah.
So he will go and see his children for Christmas. And my kids, I will just catch up with them when we catch up with them, yeah. So it is quite difficult, but you just got to, I suppose, take the good with the bad and, you know, I'm going to be with my husband for the rest of my life. The kids are going to move on. They're going to have their own families.
Yeah.
So I feel that it's, you know, the priority is my husband and I for the long term.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Mel.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call.
Definitely. You're in the draw for our 10K Christmas.
Where are you at, Craig?
Newcastle, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. Well, how's it going with you?
Look, mate, I'm talking from a different perspective. I come from, I was raised by a stepfather who was a wonderful man. And I won't say he had it easy. I was a challenge, but I'm now divorced as an adult, and me dating women that have got children, I try to be as gentle as I can and not, you know, break up the dynamics, but it's always a challenge. And also when I've had my children and I've introduced them to a new partner, mate, it's so hard. It is. I don't have an answer for it. I'm still single.
Yeah. It is hard, Craig.
made it is incredibly hard.
Are the kids your priority, Craig? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the kids immediately, depending on age, of course, too, but they immediately feel like this stranger's encroaching on my family.
Yeah.
And correct. My, and you know, as in to my partner's going to take away my time away from my dad, you know, like my new partner. That's what they feel. So they feel threatened.
I was just going to say that when your time is limited, if it's only every second week or weekend, to have a person encroaching on that space, depending on the child and how they process that, it's very difficult.
Yeah, it is.
It is very difficult.
So you've got dynamic. We were just talking about the kids, but you've basically got the whole dynamic going on there too, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's not just the kids.
Correct.
Thanks, Craig.
So I give big kudos to my stepfather for what he did with me. He was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Kudos to him.
That's beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Craig.
You're in the draw for our 10K Christmas. Good luck with the draw. We'll do it in a couple of weeks.
What about you, Sarah? Does it work?
It does. I'm a bit of a success story. We're a 4 and 2 blended, so we got 6 kids together. We've been together for 10 years, and they are all best friends.
Yeah, see, that's my quiet dream.
Yeah, of course it would be.
That they got on famously.
Yeah.
You know.
We involve them in every stage of our relationship development. So when we were talking about getting together, we involved the children. When we talked about getting married, we involved the children. It was, will you marry us, not will you marry me?
Oh, that's beautiful. Great. It's like a movie, Sarah.
Sarah, I was intending to handcuff them in a room with pizza until they came out as friends.
That works too, because I've got 2 18-year-old sons, and that works too.
Oh. So what age, can I just ask, curious, when did you start this process with these various age kids? How old were they?
So my youngest at the time was 9. My eldest was 9, yep. And my youngest was 18 months.
Oh, wow.
And same sort of ages for my husband's children.
Yeah, okay.
Well, good for you guys.
Yeah.
Shining example of how it can work.
It can work.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks,
you're in the drawer as well for Tenure and Steve's 10K Christmas. It'd be great
but
for
I
you guys.
But I love the fact that you guys are just taking it easy.
Oh, very
There's
much.
No need to force them together.
Well, that's it. There isn't. Mm. No. And it's, you know, I haven't even gone there with them about that at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's so, it's just, I guess, because of where we're at, wouldn't it be lovely if?
Mm.
But
yeah.
That's just a if.
Yeah.
Or, you know, no way. I never. I put things in boxes, you know me.
I know,
I
but
never
don't
force
ever
anything.
Put them in the situation. Deanna, what are you and your son doing here?
Oh, my God, BJ, look over there. How are you, George?
They will see through it a mile away.
How did you know it was BJ's birthday? He's got gifts.
Yeah, that's the worst because
no,
they're
never.
Too clever for that.
That, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like even when you sing along, we've been set up.
Yes.
You know, what if I draw them together?
Yeah, true.
We've been set up here, aren't we?
Yeah, true. There you go. Tenure and Steve, thanks so much for your calls. Anytime you can call us, 1-3-3-5.
Risey always says, kids, man.